Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our meditation this morning is written for us in John chapter 10, beginning at the 14th verse. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I also have other sheep that are not of this pen. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. Then there will be one flock and one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life so that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have authority to lay it down and the authority to take it up again. This is the commission I receive from my Father." So far our text, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are gathered in your house to hear your holy word. We pray that you would sanctify us through it. Sanctify us through the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Please be seated. In Jesus the Christ, dear fellow redeemed. Chaplain Molstad told me he was going to make an announcement. He didn't tell me he was going to steal all my thunder. I've stood before this body before as a pastor of North Mankato, but today, I have the special honor of standing before you as the president of our seminary. So this has been a summer of change for me. I no longer drive across the bridge across the river, but I just come up here onto campus. If you've been to our seminary building, one of the prominent aspects of that building is our chapel. It's just a small little chapel. Most of the time the lights are off, so it's pretty dark. And when you walk to the door of that chapel, because it's so dark, you can't help but see a big stained glass window up above the altar. If you haven't been there to see it, I certainly invite you to come and look. In that stained glass window, Jesus is depicted as the Good Shepherd. There's three sheep in that window with Jesus. If you imagine that I'm Jesus, there's a sheep standing right behind him. And then on the left, there's one sheep there looking up at Jesus. And then in Jesus' right arm is a lamb. Left arm, he has his shepherd's staff, but there in his right arm is this little lamb. If that stained glass window were to depict you and Jesus, which sheep would you want to be? I think most of us will choose, "Oh, I want to be right there in his arm. That's where I want to be." Okay. Well, just think for a moment. Which sheep does the shepherd carry? It's usually the sick or the wounded, or the one that's weak from hunger or dehydrated, the one that's been caught in the brambles, all scratched up, that the shepherd just freed. It's the one that the shepherd has rescued from the mouth of the predator. Chunks now missing from their flesh. That's the sheep that the shepherd carries. So if you want to be that sheep, what does that mean about you? It probably means that you're all of those things, right? Sick with sin, scratched up from the worries and concerns of life, been playing too close to Satan, our predator, and getting chopped up. But the shepherd loves his sheep. And so that's the sheep he carries. The good shepherd loves his sheep and holds on to them in all their brokenness. And the good shepherd loves you so much that even if you don't acknowledge it, he held on to you and carried the guilt and brokenness of your personal life all the way to the cross. Jesus loves you so much that he was willing to hang on to you, knowing full well that he would have to suffer hell in your place, knowing that he would have to die for you. We fill our churches with crosses for good reason. It's not just a reminder of the historic facts that Jesus died. The cross is a statement to you that your good shepherd loves you. And through his death, he has won the forgiveness of all your sins. So you are dearly loved. You are right there in the arms of your good shepherd. And he promises that he knows you and will never let go of you. So if we have such a good shepherd, why do we have a seminary? Well, you've probably realized that Jesus isn't here visibly to take you up in his arms. Pastors are a very visual way that your good shepherd works in your lives. A number of times in my pastoral ministry, parents have come to me and they said, you know, I was talking to Johnny before the service, and he said, "Where's Jesus?" And it took a while for the parent to realize Johnny was really meaning me, the pastor. At other times, the kids have been asked who I am. And their response, "Well, that's Jesus." Very, very flattering. But there's also a reality there. Your good shepherd sends pastors to come to you in the brokenness of your life and to wrap you up in the arms of his love and forgiveness. That's a tremendous responsibility, and what a wonderful privilege. So Jesus has sent me here this morning to tell you that he loves you, that he's forgiven all of your sins through his life and death, that he's going to hold you close and get you through this mess of a life until you're finally with him in heaven. But I want to make just one more point this morning. It really needs another sermon, but I'll do it in just a quick point. It's very possible that you are the arms of your good shepherd to someone close to you. Here at college, you're going to have lots of opportunity to interact and grow close to people. Jesus is putting you in their lives so that when they're hurting, when they need His tender love and forgiveness, you can wrap them. You can wrap them in His arms and assure them that the Good Shepherd loves His sheep. May God bless your school year. As you grow in knowledge of many things, may you chiefly grow in your knowledge of how much the Good Shepherd loves you. To Him be the glory, now and forever. Amen. Please stand for the blessing. Now may the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen.